real fence that's made from two different things. The best one is made from cedar rail. And then we have them made out of the same fat, what we call it, fat lard rails. Oh. They don't ever wear out.
Oh.
They stay there for until Hades to come or get burned up one or the other.
Okay.
They won't rot because they're full of tar. And nothing can go in and bother them, and then you can throw them in the water and they'll stay in that for 100 years and they wouldn't rot.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Wooden vessel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, we used to call them, the only one we ever had was, like, that was a churn.
Uh-huh.
Big wooden vessel open at the top, but we put the milk in and churn it and
yeah.
get the butter out of it.
But if you were carrying it in from the barn or something, carrying the milk in, what would you carry it in?
We always, a pail.
Okay.
Sure.
And if that were made out of metal, would it have a different name?
They call it a bucket.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, that's a skillet. One of them's a skillet, and then the deep fryer.
Uh-huh.
Skillet, what we always cook cornbread on, it's made out of iron. And the deep fryer is made out of iron, but it's got high sides on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out?
Spigot, water spigot.
Okay. And what do you, if this same thing were on a barrel, would you have a different name for it?
Faucet. Yes, water faucet.
Okay. And if you had the same thing out in the yard, would you have another name for that, or just either one of the same?
Well, it'd be the same thing as it would be running a barrel. It'd be a water faucet that's where you get to water your yard.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into you for you to carry them home?
Well, most of them, if they got them, put them in little cartons or little pasteboard boxes. But if they haven't got boxes, they put them in paper bags.
Okay. What would you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might something like that you would bring 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes.
Well, in this section, we just call them a croaker bag.
Oh.
But a lot of places, they just call them croaker sacks. But we always call them croaker bags.
Okay, good.
It's made from the outside of a coconut. I think that's where they make that stuff out of.
Oh.
That bag's made out of coconut, the stuff you pull off the coconut.
Okay. What would you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Well, you got 4 or 5 different ones.
All right.
You got a little flute, or you got a mouth organ,
uh-huh.
or you got a juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
You got several of them.
Okay, well that's fine. What would you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? They kind of look like a letter A from the
side. Well, no, you call them sawhorses.
Okay. Now, if you had something like that, but you used for sawing firewood, they look more like an X. Would you have a name for those?
Well, that's, couldn't be a sawhorse. It would be... Well, let me see, what would I call that thing? Because we put them in and sew it up.
Uh-huh.
Tell you the truth, I don't know what the devil he called it or anything. I've made a minion, one of them. A rack. That's what it is, a rack.
Okay.
Yeah, a log rack. Put your log in, sure.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made of a long board balanced in the middle and you have one child sit on one end and one on the other?
And this the seesaw on it, or they go around on it?
Well, I want the seesaw first, and then I want the other one.
Well, they can put it on, and one get on the other end, and it's seesaw back and two up and down.
Uh-huh.